Many of you are probably sitting in the dark as we speak this afternoon. And that's because there have been power outages in various places in Johannesburg and surrounding areas. The City Power actually put out a media statement around about 10 minutes to 3. And it said it's lost power supply to two substations, Hurst Hill and The Ridge, earlier this afternoon, just after 2 o'clock. And apparently there was a lightning strike, and that has left a number of areas in darkness. So I'd like to read you the whole list, but I think we should rather speak to Isaac Mangeno, who's the City Power spokesperson, to put us in the picture as to what is going on this afternoon. Isaac, good afternoon. Thank you very much for being with us today. I think there are probably some fairly frustrated city dwellers this afternoon who are in areas like Hurst Hill, Crosby, Melville, Newlands, Auckland Park and the like. Can you tell us exactly what went wrong this afternoon?
Yeah, thanks for having us, Johan. Just after lunch, around after 2, in fact, there were thunderstorms around the city of Johannesburg, and one of our transmission lines from Delta Substation in Sandton was struck by the lightning. That line is supplying electricity to Hurst Hill Substation and the Ridge Substation. They are substations just after around Auckland Park. So most areas in those areas are actually out as we speak. I'm talking about Hurst Hill Substation is supplying Crosby, Melville, Auckland Park, West Dean, Triumph, Westbury, Coronation and the surroundings. And the Ridge is supplying Park Lane Clinic, Houghton, St. Andrews, Parktown, Wellington Street and so forth. So, but also this is affecting the traffic in those areas because of when there's no electricity, it means the traffic lights are not working, and it's unfortunately that it's happening around this time during rush hour. So we plead to the motorists to bear with us as we attend to these two substation outages.
All right. So I'm going to ask you in a moment how those repairs are going, but what did catch my attention is your reference to the various hospitals that fall under those areas. You mentioned Park Lane Clinic. There's a Kenridge Hospital in Parktown, and I know the Charlotte Makleke is also in that area. I believe Rahima Musa is closer to the area of Coronation. Give me a sense of whether those hospitals are in any way deeply inconvenienced by what's occurred this afternoon.
Hospitals have generators, so the inconvenience will be for a few minutes when there's an exchange from our line to their generator line. But we always keep in touch with them, especially when we do load shedding, because some of these hospitals are being load shed during load shedding. So we obviously there is that little inconvenience, but we always talk to them about ensuring that their generators are up to speed and are actually working, especially for those emergencies and the operations that they might be doing during the time of the outages.
All right. I want to ask you about what time frame you've put to these repairs, because I take it your technicians are working very hard as we speak to repair the problem.
Yes, we sent through the technicians to around Delta because we were not sure exactly where it struck. So they were busy trying to locate where the lightning struck, and then after then, the tests will start. The good thing about these two substations is that we do have a back feeding option, so we will only do that if we realize that it's going to take long for restorations to happen. However, areas that are supplied from Hurst Hill, including Auckland Park and other areas, they were also scheduled for load shedding from 4 until around 8. So they will remain off until that load shedding has finished, so that when we are done with the repairs, they will get electricity after their time of the schedule of the load shedding.
So I actually was going to ask you about that, because they've been out for much of the afternoon now. So I mean, clearly that has taken some pressure off the grid. So are you saying you still have to, despite the fact that those areas have not been drawing power over the course of the afternoon, you still plan to cut their power as part of your scheduled power cuts till 8 o'clock this evening?
Yes, unfortunately, that's how it is. It's just obviously with this one, it happened almost like an hour, 45 minutes before the scheduled load shedding. So there's no way we can change it. And especially because of some of them are being switched off by Eskom, and Eskom doesn't really know that there is lightning on our two substations. But there are areas that were off for a long time. I'll give you an example, like Roosevelt Park.
Yes, North Cliff,
which was with North Cliff, Cliff area, Linden. Yes, they right. were Melville. They were off from 4 a.m. We only managed to bring them back just before lunch. So those we managed to negotiate for them not to be load shed this afternoon. And we are also able to do the same for others, especially if there is enough time in between. But with this one, it happened like 45 minutes before now, as I'm talking to you, when load shedding was supposed to happen.
All right. In that incident regarding the Roosevelt Park substation, what went wrong there, Isaac?
The Roosevelt Park substation was load shed from midnight until 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yes.
But it didn't come back after when it was supposed to be restored after load shedding, because of the problems that we always had with the inrush of current after load shedding, and also some of our cables blowing up during the restorations. So that was the problem that we had. We also had similar problems in Rutherford. In fact, they're still in the dark as I'm talking to you. It happened around 1 o'clock in the morning. They were supposed to be restored after midnight restorations, but then we didn't manage to restore. There was a stretch of cable that blew up during that time, and we really have our teams stretched. They had several other outages to deal with around that area. So they only managed to attend to it early this morning. And so we are hoping that we'll be able to restore around maybe in the next 30 minutes for the people of Rutherford.
All right. So this seems to be an ongoing problem with power cuts, that, of course, when the power comes back on, the system is potentially compromised by that switching off and switching on again. Mohammed in Lanesia is on the line to us. You've got a problem in Lanesia Extension 10, Mohammed.
Yes, in the Extension 10, we have a problem with the Nirvana power substation.
Mm-hmm.
The whole of Extension Lanesia from Extension 3 to Extension 13 is off. And this happens on a regular basis. In a period of 3 months, it can happen 6 times.
All right.
And they keep saying they upgraded the system. I think that this and City Power keeps saying no, they're busy working on it. They upgraded the system because with the additions and with the infrastructure growth in the Lanesia side, the system doesn't support it.
Isaac, what is the reason behind this loss of power at the Nirvana Power Station?
The problem with most of Lanesia Nirvana Park and also Lanesia South Substation is the problem of overloading. There are many illegal connections in that area because of the mushrooming of illegal informal settlements.
Mm-hmm.
So our infrastructure is taking a serious knock especially during this time when the electricity is in high demand. So we've always had problems with our transformers blowing up because of this. Many people that are actually on our grid. So we are trying to find ways to basically invest more in our infrastructure in those areas because of the new settlements that are coming up, especially around Lanesia and just outside El Dorado Park.
I think Mangena will leave it there. You want to answer?
But there is also a problem of cable theft. It's one of our hotspots, in fact, around issues of cable theft. More and more of our cables are being stolen around Lanesia. Just last week, there was a video doing rounds of somebody on top of our towers stealing cables. The community there, instead of confronting this person, they are taking videos and they are basically talking among themselves and laughing at how this person is doing whatever that he's doing. I think community needs to start taking ownership of this infrastructure, because as City Power, we are not able to police each and every line. We've got about 35,000 kilometers of cables around the city, so we cannot at each and every inch of it. So community needs to start, when they see this thing, to call the police so that these people can be arrested, especially in Lenasia and Roodepoort in particular.
Isaac, thank you for speaking to us. Isaac Mangena is the City Power spokesperson.